Time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. And Annie Dugan joins us live and in living color this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. It is Homegrown Week, and of course the focus is on music, but there are ancillary visual arts events that are equally fabulous, and those start tonight, Monday, at 5 p.m. at the Red Herring Lounge is the Homegrown Photo Show. This is photos from Homegrown's past. It's curated by Kit Praslich with a bunch of other folks that served on the jury, and it is a great selection of not only, you know, I love that when Kit put out this call, it was like, you know, there's fabulous shots of people playing music, but then there's also fabulous shots of the crowds and, you know, the detritus left after a show, or people out and about on the street enjoying Duluth. So, you know, Homegrown is sort of more than just the performers. It's sort of this atmosphere that takes over the whole city. And that's what I love about this show. It really captures that. So that's at 5 p.m. And get there at 5, because first come, first serve, we are handing out, the Duluth Art Institute is handing out disposable cameras. These cameras, like, you remember in the 90s, like at every wedding, there'd be this disposable camera on every table, and you're supposed to, like, you know, take photos of people dancing and candids of yourself. Like, this is like pre-selfies, but like people would do selfies kind of thing. We're handing those disposable cameras out so that people can carry them with them for the week of Homegrown. You know, the first challenge is actually just keeping track of the darn thing for the week, but it's also to see what kind of photos you can get. This is like, we're so used to this instant gratification in photography where you take an image, you see what the image is. This is sort of a week of capturing memories that you don't, you know, you're not going to know until they actually get printed. So then we'll print them all on Monday, you know, quote unquote, instantly. First Photo is going to print them in a day, which, you know, used to be pretty amazing. And then we'll throw them up on the Red Herring walls for an opening next Tuesday. So as instant as you can get with instant disposable cameras. So come and get yours. I think we have 30 or 29. So the first folks to check them out can get them. And then we have a couple of really great shows. The Lincoln Park Middle School, Chrissy Valento is the instructor there, the teacher for art, and she is just such a dynamo. And the sixth graders and eighth graders are each going to have exhibitions. So the sixth graders are going to have an exhibition that opens this Wednesday at the Hillside Co-op, and it's artwork inspired by Chenki Chi. And they've studied the artist, they've studied his technique, and then they've created works that sort of makes them their own. They make Chi their own in these works. So that's going to be great to see. There's also an exhibit at Beaner's that opens Thursday that sort of the highlights the excellence coming out of the eighth grade classroom. So they're fabulous students. They're doing great work, and I'm really glad that they're going to have an exhibition to celebrate them. And then Saturday, John Hino, who's an amazing landscape photographer and photographer in our community, is pairing with the DSSO, the Symphony Orchestra, and they, with a show called Heaven and Earth. So it's visual as well as music, and the two work together really, really well. He has his landscape photography on view, and then they'll play works that sort of carry this theme of heaven and earth. So that's Saturday at the deck. You can have, you know, there's people who have synesthesia, you know, that's sort of the mixing music and visuals and color and words, and this is sort of a synesthetic experience at the DSSO this Saturday. And then if you're taking your mother out for a big adventure, I would suggest taking her down to the cities on Saturday to see an exhibition that one of our very own Duluth artists, Carolyn Sue Olson, one of my favorite artists in Duluth, is part of. The show is called Fight Like a Mother, and it's at the Color Wheel Gallery. It celebrates 20 artists who are also mothers, and celebrates what they bring to the visual art world with that background as a mother. So that one would be a great one to see with your mom. That's what's going on this week, Lisa.
And as usual, wow, it's a bunch. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, right here on 103.3 KUMD.